Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Joining me on the program is a writer from Yahoo Sports. You can get him on Twitter at Chris_Swick, and Swick is spelled C-W-I-K. And he's kind enough to put in his Twitter bio that the pronunciation is Swick in there for the C-W-I-K. So I appreciate that. Chris Swick joining me on CBS Sports Radio right now. Chris, how are you?
I'm doing pretty well. How are you?
I'm doing good, man. Good to have you on the show. So I want to talk about the MLB trade deadline, and I want to get to Zach Greinke and the Astros, but I guess I just want to start with, how surprised are you that the Yankees didn't make a big move, especially in light of the fact that their main competition in the AL made the biggest move?
Yeah, so I'm shocked that the Yankees and really the Red Sox were just totally inactive at the deadline. I think we saw really problems with both teams. The Yankees, for years now, have kind of had a shaky rotation, and they've been able to get by because the guys have pitched well and their bullpen's been completely dominant. They're just not getting the starting production this season that they've gotten in years past, so I think that was a major missed opportunity. I do think, you know, with the Houston thing, I mean, that was announced really after the deadline. I know they got the deal in before, but we didn't hear about it until after. And I partially wonder if there was some strategy to that on their part to wait until the last minute, just to ensure that teams like the Yankees or Boston could not try and sneak in a last-second deal as well. So that's more of a conspiracy theory, but I think the timing there is a little important.
That's like old school eBay stuff. Like back when you were bidding and you would just let the bid sit there and you'd wait till there's like 45 seconds left and then you just start firing up bids. So you're basically saying Jeff Luhnow might have been sitting there on eBay, just sitting tight and then waiting and going, here's my final bid. Here's the buy it now on Zach Greinke, right?
Yeah, admittedly, it's a conspiracy theory, but they did the same thing with Justin Verlander a few years ago where they waited, I think, until after the waiver deadline had passed. The move was announced maybe 10 or 15 minutes after. So just to kind of see that thing happen twice, either they really came to an agreement with seconds to spare, or they had a good idea and decided we're going to wait as long as we can so that every other team can't answer this deal.
Chris Swick, Yahoo Sports, joining me on CBS Sports Radio talking Major League Baseball. So, I mean, obviously Verlander, Cole, Greinke is a dynamite top three. This obviously makes the Astros, it makes an already really good team even better, possibly great. Where does this top three in the rotation stack up against other top threes of the rotation over the last, 10, 20 years in baseball?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's tough because you don't want to get sucked into the recency bias, obviously. But these are all guys who are capable of winning Cy Youngs, and some of them have, so it's tough. I mean, I know that John Smoltz made some comments about them being better than the Braves. I guess that's not for me to debate, right? John Smoltz said it. He was he might know. The dominant staff that comes to mind to me are the two in recent memory would be the A's with Zito, Hudson, and Mulder. Mm-hmm. And then the Phillies had that really dominant staff a few years ago with Cliff Lee and Roy Oswalt at the top. Roy Halladay, I think, not Roy Oswalt.
Oswalt was there too. They traded for him. I think they had both the Roys, right?
Did they have both? They might have had both Lee, and then they had someone else who was really good in that rotation. Who I can't
Hamels.
Remember now.
Hamels back then
Hamels.
Too.
Yeah, that's right. And Joe Blanton. Somehow I remember him.
He's the Wade Miley of that situation.
I know. I think that's why, because there was that cover of the five of them, and Joe Blanton always stuck out as the odd man out there.
That's great. It's a pretty. I think what you're saying. It's
there.
A top three that can compare to all those ones from the last 10 or 20 years.
Absolutely.
Chris Swick, Yahoo Sports, joining me on CBS Sports Radio. So, if it doesn't work out for the Astros, they don't win the World Series after this big trade, why will it not work out for them?
You mean this season? Or
this season, yeah. No, this season. Like, what's the Achilles heel, do you think, on this Astros team right now?
I think it's really luck. I mean, I think we've seen in short series things can go wrong. Obviously, you can have a weird start where Greinke gives up five or six runs or something like that. But I look at everything they have. I don't see an area where there's a clear weakness, whether it's rotation, bullpen, or lineup. So I think you would need something where you just have kind of a weird start, or you have your bats go cold at the same time. And obviously, you know, injuries would play a role too. So I think they're just really set up. They're set up really well to go deep in the postseason again. And I think in the AL, to me, they're probably a clear favorite. I think I would take them over the Yankees. And in the NL, I think really only the Dodgers can match them as far as pure talent. So obviously the playoffs, anything can happen, but I think those are the two most talented teams in baseball right now.
What did you think about the way the Mets handled the trade deadline, Chris? Kind of head-scratching with a trade for Stroman, no move of Syndergaard. What do you make of what they're doing here for the rest of this season and possibly for 2020?
I feel like they got better in spite of themselves. It really seemed like, the weird thing was there were rumors the day before they acquired Stroman that suggested they were going to go after him so that they could trade Syndergaard. So I kind of think that's exactly what happened, is they acquired Stroman thinking they would trade Syndergaard and maybe Zach Wheeler. And then they either changed their mind the morning of the deadline, or they didn't get the offers that they expected. And so they wind up with a really good rotation, which I don't know if that was necessarily the point. And they've played so well lately that I kind of have to take them seriously. They're only three games out of the wild card spot. And I'm kind of shocked by that, because the first half, it just looked like they were headed for a fourth place finish in the NL East. So I think they did a good job. I hesitate to give them a lot of credit, because all of the rumors suggested they were going to sell off some parts. So I almost feel like they kind of lucked into this.
It's funny that second wild card spot keeps so many teams mathematically in it, but I think probably competitively engaged. Do you think that the second wild card spot can be a little, maybe make teams a little bit delusional about what their chances are, maybe when it comes to decisions that they make about being buyers or sellers at the trade deadline? What are your thoughts on that, since that's become the second wild card has become a thing over the last few years?
Well, so I feel like teams came out and said it didn't influence them as much, but with, you know, the Reds making moves and the Mets, you know, getting Stroman, I think it maybe suggests the opposite. The thing to me is I'll just, based on how slow the last few off seasons have been, I'll kind of push for a little more delusion from some teams, because I feel like you might as well go for it. If you're a handful of games out and you think you can get in, I think we've just seen that the playoffs are random enough with the short series that maybe you can make some noise. So I almost wish that we saw, I guess, you know, the Giants maybe couldn't do anything major, but it would have been nice to see, you know, Arizona maybe not sell off because they're only a few games out of the wild card, or the Giants try and make an even bigger buy than they did. So I hope that in the future we'll see a little more activity than we saw this this time around. But I'm not sure what to make of that, because I think some teams did stay in and then others decided it wasn't worth it and the wild card's not enough of a reward.
You touched on something interesting, Chris, and this is the last one from me. Chris Swick, Yahoo Sports, joining me on CBS Sports Radio. Especially when you juxtapose baseball to football and basketball, MLB, NBA, NFL, and you look at, for the other two sports, the offseason, the draft, the NBA offseason, which was crazy this year, in the NFL, which does such a great job of marketing their offseason with the draft and free agency, the land rush that those two sports have for players. And then you compare it to baseball, where free agency is stagnant for months at a time, and then the trade deadline. I mean, if Greinke doesn't get traded, the deadline would have been just, you know, nothing this year. How big a problem is that for baseball to fix, do you think, that the hot stove league has all of a sudden become the cold stove league?
Yeah, I think it's a major problem. I love baseball. In the last two off seasons, I've been sitting at my computer in January just furious that nothing's happening. So I think, you know, with the other sports, I think you have to kind of acknowledge how much the salary cap plays in that. Mm-hmm. Teams are limited in what they can pay players, and so I think the teams that have the shots at Kawhi Leonard's or LeBron James, they know exactly what they're going to pay. He narrows it down to, you know, we know how that works. So in baseball, obviously, without having it, teams can offer whatever they want, really. And I think the thing that we've seen that has really kind of capped it recently has been the luxury tax. Teams are treating it as though it's a salary cap. And I don't know necessarily that the punishment for going over the luxury tax is as big a deal as they make it out to be. But I think just the hesitancy, even from historically big spenders like the Yankees, to say we're not going to go above the cap, I feel like that's been the biggest issue that players have faced, because it's really hard for a guy like Bryce Harper or Manny Machado to have a number of suitors if teams are really going to say, we don't want to pay the penalty of going over, so we're not interested at all. And that's why those guys only had two or three teams interested in them, when I think, you know, 8 years ago, you'd have at least half the league in negotiations with those players. So yeah, it's a major problem. It has to get fixed.
Really good stuff. Chris Swick, Yahoo Sports, joining me talking some Major League Baseball. Chris, really appreciate it. Enjoy the season as we head down the stretch here. Thanks for the time.
Sounds good. Thanks a lot.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.